everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. I'm Kim.
And I'm Kyle. And Kim, if you really loved me, you would protect me from a crocodile. Oh, wait, I mean alligator. Whichever one I like.
Alligators are gentle and very nice, didn't you know?
Totally. You can pet them. They're so cute.
So sweet. Kyle, I don't know. I was like a little bit shook this week that the tables have turned. Like Gino is asking Jasmine for sex now.
I wonder if he's just trying to initiate because he thinks that's what she would want out of him. And it keeps her docile. I think it keeps her docile, Kim.
Also, we totally missed
like
last
my toes. Didn't that get you going? My toes.
The feet stuff took me back to the camping.
We had to see alligator. We're just going to have quickie. I'm going to pee on you and all the things you like later.
I know it was beeped out, but I'm 100% convinced. She said, yes, we are going to have a quickie. I'm going to pee on you and all the things you like in the jacuzzi. Please don't pee in an Airbnb jacuzzi anymore.
No, don't do it.
Please do not.
We also really missed last week. Like, they're still in Miami. This is the second trip they've taken to Miami this year. And Gino says he can't afford a lawyer, like an immigration lawyer, but they can afford like all these trips. So absolutely. I don't know. Also, like, I was kind of shook when Mahmoud was like crying. Like,
I know. Yeah.
Like, damn, he is broken. This man is broken. I don't think they can come back from this. What do you think?
I don't think they do. Yeah. And she seems just very cold about this. Yeah. And she keeps asking, like, why did you leave? And he replies repeatedly, because you told me to. And she just moves on. She just moves on to the next, like, thing to yell at him about.
I mean, what, like, okay, let's think through a scenario where she asks him to leave repeatedly and he doesn't leave. That's really bad. Like, he did, like, if a woman asks you to leave, you kind of leave, you know? Especially if she asks you twice.
Why is this man, I mean, I do not like Mahmoud, but I can't, like, endorse every single person in America looks to just be physically corralling him into various places. Like, she, like, grabs him and fucking, like, throws him in a car like he's being disappeared or something.
She did. It was really weird. She, like, grabbed him and threw him in the back. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy that he's never met is, like, body blocking him and not allowing him to leave when he just got screamed at to get the fuck out.
I know. I mean, like, in a different situation, it really does kind of open your eyes to how vulnerable these people are. You know, he doesn't know anyone. There's nobody he could go to for help outside of Nicole.
Absolutely.
Yeah. changing tune. What does Manuel mean when he says he's, like, constantly talking about having his own, like, personal life? Like, I need my personal life. I, you know, deserve my privacy and my personal life, and she can have her personal life. I'm like, you're married. What does he mean? Does he want to, like, be able to go to New York for, like, month, like, I don't know, 6 weeks at a time and, like, without Ashley? I really think he would be fine just doing most things on his own and seeing his wife, like, twice a year.
Yeah, just whenever he needs to get his rocks off.
Yeah.
I think the problem is that this has escalated in his mind to absurdity, and he feels like he can't even get away with having a text conversation with his cousin anymore without her leering over his shoulder. And so he's acting out and kind of, like, proving her worst fears by, you know, doing shit like just bailing and not texting her where he's going, right?
Yeah. I get it. Maybe, it's just
maybe,
like,
this is a,
what does he mean?
Maybe this is a tactic to be like, you want to see what it would be like if I actually did what I fucking wanted to do? Like, I feel like Manuel is at a two usually. And this is what it's like when I'm at like 6.5. I go to breakfast without texting you.
Which is like not a big deal. I mean, I thought it was crazy. I didn't understand, like, did he not reply to her message or did he just telling her where he was going? Yeah, and she was asleep. Those are two very different scenarios.
Yeah, his story is hilarious. His version of events, is that I didn't want to wake my sleeping beautiful wife from her slumber. And so I snuck out like a thief in the night to just have breakfast on my own. And it's hilarious that his counter argument to her being mad about this is, you should have texted me. Where the fuck are you? Like, what?
No.
So great. He's hysterical in how little he fucking cares. It's amazing.
He really does not give two fucks. Like, his bag of fucks is empty. And it's so great. Every time he's on screen, I just want more. So funny. I loved like Ashley talking about her childhood trauma to a unsuspecting bar patron as well. Let me tell you why I yell in public. Let me tell you. But don't worry, her galactic friend still thinks this is true love. Nothing. The good thing is, you have true love and the stars are aligned for you both. Great.
It's, you know, Manuel at one point says that she blames me for the bad things other men have done to her, which isn't a crazy thing to say because she literally at the bar 5 minutes ago was telling a complete stranger that he was the enemy because of her traumatic childhood and she hates all men.
I mean, part of that was like, yeah, when you date someone and you're not like 16, you kind of like take them with their baggage and with the experiences that they've had like previous to you. You know what I mean? But yeah, he kind of it's really funny, the whole thing. I don't know. The best part of the episode, though, by far, was the crystal guy with Rob and Sophie, the life coach.
Loved him. Life coach Doug. Dan. Of course he's a life coach. Of course.
Doug. Was it Dan?
I think it's Doug. Life coach Doug. Dougs on this show don't have a great track record. And so I think that, do you remember Dougie Doug, on Angela's first season, who ended up murdering a guy?
Someone.
Yeah,
he
not
literally
great.
Murdered someone. Yeah.
So this guy, not only does he give semi-sane advice, but he closes a deal. This guy is productive.
Sold him a crystal.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's a big sale.
Well, let's talk about Nicole Mahmoud.
Going Mahmoud hunting. I got to get my beret on.
Got to get my mime costume on to go hunt for Mahmoud. Wow. This mime costume is fucking hilarious. They're trying to make us feel like it's the next night, but this is definitely still the same night. Wait, is this the night? He did stay in a hotel. So this is like the second night.
Second night in a row that he runoffed.
The drunk night. Because my first thought was like, Nicole is drunk. She should not be driving. But this was like the night after the night with the friends' dinner.
In theory, not drunk.
In theory. Can't confirm.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like the fourth or fifth episode where we are tracking this situation. I just want to bring it up again. Like, this is like 1 hour of filming for like 5 episodes of HEA.
Absolutely.
Great value. Buy five, save five, you know?
She fucking kidnaps his ass off the street. If I saw this woman grabbing a imagine if you're just walking down the street and then you see this woman in a mime costume, like grabbing a brown man and
rolling a suitcase,
like, and throwing him into a vehicle and then running off while she's screaming, get in the car, get in the car, get in the car. Like, I feel like I may consider calling the authorities. And that's saying something coming from me.
That looks like human trafficking. I'm sorry. And I would call the police.
Yeah.
I probably would. I'd be like, there was a man trafficked off the street. And he was walking fast, too. He was not fucking around. He was like booking it away. So it looked like he was running from something. It looked like he was fleeing a violent situation.
The only thing that probably prevented someone from stopping and being like, what the fuck is happening, is that there was an entire ass camera crew there. Mm. But yeah,
very
bizarre thing to watch.
My notes are like, is she sober enough to drive? What's happening? He's still my husband and I'm responsible for him. If I had done this in Cairo, he would have come looking for me. I'm like, but did you want him to go looking for you if you ran off in Cairo?
Right.
Because usually his brother went off looking for her when she run off.
The thing is, she is such a game player.
Yeah.
I hate this shit where it's like, get out. Wait, I didn't really mean it. That type of shit is like, why didn't you come looking for me after I ran away? It drives me insane.
I know. Yeah, it's really bad because like that can be dangerous in a lot of situations where a woman's like, don't touch me, don't come after me. And the man doesn't listen. Like that's a problem. We want them to listen to us. But yeah. She's really fucking with him here. And I mean, she's like screaming at him out the window of her car. He's walking so fast.
Get in, loser. I have in my notes.
I'm peeing my pants. I found this really funny.
So he's disappeared back to the parking garage and then he has a breakdown because.
This was sad.
He realizes he has to go back into her apartment with these fucking naked dolls and throw pillows until he can figure out how to get the fuck out of here.
This is really sad because you know it took a lot from Mahmoud to make him cry on camera.
Yeah, seriously. And,
I mean, I don't like the guy, but like I felt bad for him in this like scene. And he even asked her to leave. He was like, you've got to leave me alone to like work through this. He's really, really crying. But he looks completely dejected by the time they get back to her apartment. And he's just like, she's like, you can't fight with me. I'm like, this man has no fight in him.
He's not fighting.
He's barely talking to you.
Get your fucking ass on an air mattress and keep your goddamn mouth shut. Is essentially the house rule that she creates.
What a tiny air mattress. I was so sad for him.
Well, yeah, if you just look at the situation without the context of knowing too much about how much of a douche Mahmoud is, it's a pretty fucking crazy situation.
Yeah.
He's uprooted his entire life. He doesn't know anyone. And it seems like if this was almost any other couple, we would probably say that Nicole emotionally catfished him.
Yeah, but they've been back and forth so many times.
Well, that's, I know.
She wanted to get back at him, you know?
But her behavior has really escalated on her home turf, hasn't it? And it makes me think that in Egypt, she was holding back her just like rage and reactionary temper because she thought, well, this is just not going to fly in a Muslim country or a patriarchal society or something. And the real reason she wanted to get him back to the US is so that she could get drunk and just scream at him and kick him out and say, no, that wasn't real. She's awful.
This conversation she has when she and Mahmoud like talk and she's like, why are you mad? And he's like, I have articulated many times that you brought your drunk friends back here and harassed me about dinner. And then you drank alcohol and I was not comfortable with the alcohol. You can't tell me I can't be American. Like, Nicole, there are plenty of people in America that don't drink. It is not like an inherently American trait to like drink tequila in one's home at 2 a.m. And yeah, like,
what the fuck are you talking about? You're like you're not Irish. Come on.
Then she screams, "It's not haram for everyone." I'm like, yeah, but you're Muslim. And like, I know not all Muslims like follow all of the rules to a T. I know lots of practicing Muslims that do drink, but you know, you're going to have to learn how to be a Muslim here. I'm like, he doesn't drink. You're not going to make him drink. This was bananas to me.
You're just never going to be able to convince him that showing skin is appropriate, no matter what the situation. It doesn't matter where you live. So, and if that's not clear by now, she's one of the, like, she's nickel dumb.
Yeah, she is. He says he doesn't feel any love or respect from her. And he's going to make a plan to leave, basically. That's kind of it.
Yeah, and she's very, you know, I think she would probably say, I was just still so pissed off about the whole situation. But if that's the case, then she's just kind of coming off as cold and dispassionate about the whole thing. While he is, it's just like whenever one of these people finally has a breakdown because they're being treated like shit, and they're like, oh, I've never seen him cry. Well, maybe now we can work it out. Like, really? Really?
I hope they don't. I hope they don't.
It's what you're really saying is, yes, I've finally broken his spirit.
Is there anything better in the entire world than the smell of fresh baked bread coming out of the oven? Like, seriously, what is actually better than that? Or homemade pasta with just a little bit of high-quality olive oil? What if I told you that you could get the delicious experience of homemade bread with none of the time or work involved? Because let's face it, I don't know how the hell to make bread. Do you know how to make bread? Like, good bread. If you're like me, you need Wild Grain. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required, which is great for me because I hate thawing things. Like, who has the time or foresight to actually thaw things? Not me. The team at Wild Grain just sent me a new box and it was so incredible. I want to tell you all about it. So first off, I made some incredible fettuccine for my entire family. I just took it out of the freezer. I boiled it for like 7 minutes, I think. And then I tossed it in some high quality olive oil and a little bit of roasted zucchini and asparagus. This took me maybe 15 minutes total. And it was an incredible healthy dinner. So good. My family loved it. And then I also got 3 frozen loaves of bread. I started with a sourdough that had like sesame seeds on top of it. And I put it in the oven on Saturday morning. It baked in like, I think, 22 minutes. And then I made avocado toast with it. And my husband and my 3-year-old son were like in heaven. And then I used the rest of that loaf of bread for sandwiches for lunch. There's also croissants. I'll tell you more about those in a minute, which I used for breakfast on Sunday, just with scrambled eggs and bacon. Delicious. Like, I'm never going to make croissants. And these are just so good. And I also got macarons. Now, I hid those for my family. I ate them just before recording this podcast by myself in my podcast room. Have you ever tried to actually make a macaron like by yourself? It's impossible. I have never been able to do it. This was just the best treat. I kept them all for myself. And if you're looking for a Mother's Day gift that your mother will actually like, or you're planning a brunch for Mother's Day, check out Wild Grain. It will make it so easy for you and so delicious. Just order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. You can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box. I just want to say that one more time. free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/craycray to start your subscription. You heard me. Please listen as I repeat. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain, that's wildgrain.com/craycray. That's wildgrain.com/craycray. Or you can just use promo code CRAYCRAY at checkout.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around things we need to get off our chest. Maybe it's something big, maybe it's small, but when we keep them bottled up, it really starts to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I've used BetterHelp in the past for my depression that I get, that BetterHelp actually helped me realize it was a little bit allergy related too. If you have a super busy schedule or you just live in wood like me, BetterHelp can be a great way to make sure you have access to therapy. Putting aside time for therapy has so many benefits. You can learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy isn't just for those that have experienced trauma. It's for anyone who wants to be the best version of themselves. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/craycray today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/craycray.
In the past, I just never really felt confident about my hair walking out the door in the morning. My hair is very fine and overall kind of lacked a lot of body, and it just never really looked good, you know? That is until I found Pros Customized Hair Care. We all know that your hair and skin can really sway your mood and impact your day in ways that you can't underestimate. I'd never found beauty products that really understood my needs, like my personal needs. But ever since I switched to a custom hair care and skin routine with Pros, I've noticed so many benefits. Healthier hair and skin, and yes, beyond that too. My hair is now super shiny, healthy, and manageable. I just never thought I'd actually get compliments on my hair, but now I do, and this still blows my mind every time it happens. Pros is made for people, not hair or skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. From millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely yours, or mine. My hair concerns were overall kind of just limpness, and it never really had any body. It was just really dull as well. I wouldn't have described my hair as shiny before I started using Pros. It just never really looked good. And I'm also very particular about how my products smell. I do not like sweet scents like vanilla, and I was able to specify that with Pros. Another great thing about Pros is their review and refine tool, which learns from my feedback and adjusts my formulas to keep up with the seasons and changes for my life. For example, I recently got my hair highlighted for the first time ever in my life. I know I'm like late to the party here, but I just logged into Pros and changed up my formula accordingly. It was really easy, and now I'm confident that I'm using the right hair products for my situation. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin that they are offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/90dayfiancecraycray. So you'll get your free consultation and then 50% off at PROSE.com/90dayfiancecraycray. PROSE.com/90dayfiancecraycray to get 50% off your first order with Pros.
How about Manuel and Ashley?
Speaking of not having your debit card worked out.
Money.
Give me money. Dinero. Dinero mucho. I'm not listening.
I need money. I need money. Leave me alone.
This is a really, I refuse to be in a dysfunctional marriage.
I'm not listening.
Give me money.
I refuse. Man, those galactic beings really just speaking through you right now.
Wow. I mean, don't we start out, she's like working out at the gym pretty hard?
Well, you're, oh, no, you skipped ahead out one scene.
Yeah. She's telling the bar patron, the bar patron says to her, you don't need to yell. And she says, my yelling is a part of my childhood trauma where I wasn't listened to enough.
And then did it seem like he essentially like started hitting on her?
Like, kinda, yeah. He asked her to sit down with him on the couch.
Yeah, like I couldn't tell if he was making fun of her. Like, okay, should we start an immediate therapy session right now so that you can get this out? Like, kind of trolling her, or
that's
if
what I thought. Yeah.
Okay, because I interpreted it as like kind of a, I don't know, he's trying to put moves on her. But he's the enemy, so.
I think she took it that way because she was like, I'm not sitting down with you. No, I'm not going to get with you. I was like, I think he was like making fun of you, man. But she gets a cigarette and we're going outside to smoke with the galactic girl. Manuel's still like going on about his personal life. And I don't know.
He's just chilling on his phone.
He's always on his phone. He's like that dolphin guy from Love is Blind.
Totally. Yeah. So galactic person tells Ashley that the various spirits and what have you have told her that this relationship is worth fighting for.
Well, duh. Look how great they're getting along.
And, look how much money you're making on being on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
And so she accepts that. And so it's time to try to mend things, right, Kim? It's try to just really work hard to work things out, you know? Everything from here is smooth sailing. Williams, astral projected into Manuel's left nipple. And is running the show now. Everything's fine.
Everything is fine. So she squats next to Manuel, who's on his phone in the street, and they scream at each other. And he says, I'm not responsible for your past. And
it's my favorite when someone says this is literally the definition of gaslighting when it's literally not.
Oh my God, it was not at all.
I hate that shit. We've said that a couple times, but I'd like to think that we actually know what it means. I don't even understand the context of what she said he was gaslighting her. Like, he says he needs a personal life. Okay, why is that gaslighting?
No, it didn't make any sense. I think he just wasn't like respecting her emotions or listening to her feelings, but that is not gaslighting.
Yeah. If he was saying, you don't let me have a personal life, that's not gaslighting. That's just a disagreement of the facts.
I don't even know what he considers a personal life. Is a personal life going to breakfast without your wife?
Or just not being, I mean, it seems like the bar was kind of low before they came to New York and now it's raised. So for example, before, having a personal life essentially just meant leave me the fuck alone when I'm talking on the phone or texting people. Right.
Yeah,
or like, let me have some privacy with my kids until I can start sending them some money and we can slowly work you in. I think that's what it was before. And she hated that, which I don't think is completely crazy because, like, I think you and I both think about marriage the same way. Like, you're basically the same person. Like, everything is on the table. We share everything. Like, that's just how you and I deal with our relationships. And so Ashley is expecting a little bit more, like, okay, we're married now. So I want to know everything. But now that they're in New York, and he sees
friends.
All his family and his friends. Like, oh,
he
shit.
Knows people.
He knows people. Now this is escalated.
Yeah, because he doesn't have any friends in Rochester. He has nothing really to do outside of Ashley except for like be on his phone. So, you know, now that he's in, sorry, not New York, Kyle. He is in Newark, maybe. He has, you know, his uncle and his friends and his whole Ecuadorian community that he doesn't have in Rochester. I just think that if his friend Jonathan or like his family lived in Rochester, this would have been a big argument earlier on.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So Ashley is like spiraling, though. She's like freaking out at the gym that Manuel left early to like have breakfast with Jonathan. Did you believe his side of things?
No, not at all. I don't like he makes it sound like I'm being a nice husband and letting her rest, almost as if he's like tried very carefully to say, honey, do you want, I'm going to go to breakfast. I'm just letting you know. And she just grunts or farts or something. It's like, okay, all right. I'm going to let you have your beauty sleep, my princess. Like, fuck off, Manuel. Like, there's no way that's how it went down. He got texts from his bro and he's like, fuck this. And then he just crept leaves.
Out of bed. So yeah. Quiet. He took a piss in the hotel lobby. He didn't even like go to the bathroom 100%. In the hotel room. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
But I'm still confused.
He's back. He's back by the time she's back from the gym. He wasn't gone that long.
No, he wasn't. I don't think it's a big deal. And again, I am confused. Well, yeah. I mean, so would my husband, because I'd be like, I'd wake up and be like, is he alive? Like, did he get kidnapped? Yeah. But I don't think that she sent him a text, right? She was just waiting for him to reach out and tell her where he was.
Right. Which I don't think is crazy, because she knew that he boned out to go do something, obviously. Like, he's not going to be he's not going to get disappeared like Mahmoud on the street. But it's just, it's so funny. It's like, if you wanted to know where I was, why didn't you yell at me? Like, with a text, like, okay, you're the one that left, dude.
I know. Yeah. I mean, he's just like, this last fight, though, where he's screaming, like, I need my space. And like, what a great vacation.
My debit card.
I don't have time for this woman. I'm like, actually, Emmanuel, you do, because you have like no job and like really nothing to do right now except like listen to her.
I'm not going to waste words on you. Easy. And then he proceeds to continually like harass and bother her and ask her for things before he runs off.
I need money. I need money. I need money. Money me. Give me money. Money give me now. Money.
So was he asking for his own debit card from her?
I don't think he has a debit card. They're sending his money family or his family money. So I would assume if he had any money of his own, he had already given it to his family. I think he's asking her for, she probably got him a debit card for her account, right?
Yeah, because
so
he says, I need my card.
Yeah. That doesn't mean it's his account, though. Why would she have his card, you know?
Yeah. So, oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is not a good look. They're both just in, this is Ashley rage screaming, and they're just, I don't know. We know that it's all going to be fine after they fuck.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't started banging yet, honestly.
Yeah. When was the last time they had sex? This is an issue.
They need to bang.
It feels like it's been 2 days since he put it in. And that's how you get here with them.
Yeah. They're fighting and fighting. Well, Gino and Jasmine are not having sex either. The tables have really turned here, you know? Used to be Jasmine begging Gino for sex, and now Gino's like, I drew a bath. I'm showing off my sexy feet. Jasmine's already pretty much naked. I mean, her butt is blurred. And they're in Miami, but nope. No peeing on each other. No sex for these two either.
I'm still unclear if Gino is either just genuinely horny, which is an awful thought. I'm sorry. Two, he's trying to inseminate. He's on a world tour of insemination with her. Or three, this is, again, just to kind of like what my original hypothesis was, just to keep the temperature down for the day.
Yeah. Look, I don't believe it that Gina wants the baby. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't buy it.
He's going to make a big show of it next episode, because whenever he gets ammo against her, he needs to use it as much as possible, because he's done so many terrible things too.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a zero sum thing to him.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I want to know why her friend left them alone in this like luxury Airbnb to like fuck in the jacuzzi.
Don't you know that they're hot tub pissers? You can't leave them alone near any body of water.
Unsupervised? No.
Yeah, when there's any body of water nearby, toes start getting sucked, pissing, all the water sports start up.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny her butt was blurred.
Yeah, that was great. I had to ask my son to leave the area right away. Daddy's got a very important job to do right now, my son. And then, God, I've had to ask him to leave a lot lately when I'm watching shit like MILF Manor.
That Daddy, maple syrup?
Is that maple syrup?
No, it's corn syrup. That was gnarly. I rewatched. They had like a clip on Instagram when I was like doom scrolling, and I was like, "Holy fuck, this was gnarly." There's like so much zooming in on like the private parts covered in syrup and like the lathering. Oh god, that was gnarly. Anyway,
the foot situation is hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
I'm not here to kink shame. If you want to get pissed on in a hot tub, as long as it's yours, I don't care. It's great. But that doesn't mean that it makes sense just intellectually. The foot, like, he plops his foot down and he's just like, "What do you think of this? What do you think what do you think of what I'm presenting to you right now?" And it's just this pasty white tube sock tan fucking hairy toed thing. And the fact that she doesn't recoil in horror really leads me to believe that there is something there in this. There's love here that I don't think any of us can quite really understand.
You're an optimist, Kyle, for real.
Sometimes. I'm an optimist about individuals.
Fair. Fair. Yeah.
Groups, well, not so much. What do you think? That didn't get you going? That didn't work for you?
No, it sure didn't. It had the opposite effect for me. It brought me back to the camping scene where his dirty fucking cheese feet were like being licked and sucked by her, and I almost threw up.
Thank you for reminding me that she compared his feet to cheese in a positive way. That's great.
Ugh. But they go to see the alligators, and this is the only thing that Gino has ever planned for her that's like kind of nice. So
that's actually worked.
Yeah. She wants to kiss a dead alligator. The old man is like, "I don't even know what to do about this question, but no. I mean, well, actually, yes, I guess, whatever you want to do."
"When I started my alligator tour company, this was not what I expected to occur."
She also, Jasmine says, "This is the best birthday I've ever had," to which I thought you missed your kids, and no birthday without them would be ever good, but okay.
I completely forgot about that.
I know. But, you know, it's all going to be better because Leandro had a crazy idea to sign her up for a beauty pageant workshop.
What is that?
I don't know, but it sounds awful. I think it was, remember Darcy and Stacy when Aniko went and like learned how to walk?
Okay, so it's like a training?
I don't know. I think so.
Because it was not explained at all what a beauty pageant workshop was. But it, I mean, it makes sense that it's almost like a boot camp or something.
I don't know, they put you in heels and they're like, walk. I don't know.
We're going to do your makeup and then you walk around and then you look hot and we'll take some pictures and it's all fun times.
Yeah,
Gino is supportive of this and she's surprised, but I was thinking, well, why wouldn't he be supportive? This doesn't cost him any money.
Yeah, and you're like, it's your birthday and I don't know.
I love that they're talking about, you know, she has to confess, which again was fucking played up so much on the previews and the coming up next. And it's just like, I have to confess. Someone wanted me to go to a beauty pageant workshop. He's like, okay, that sounds great. You should do that. And then yeah. I love that they cut to the fucking like alligator tour guy. He's like, all right, well, can we leave now? He's just been sitting there like watching them film take after take after take of this. He's about to lose his fucking shit.
Oh, man.
I gotta go back and drink a fucking Yingling after this day.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna make me late for my motocross event. Jesus.
They're in Miami, not Georgia. Yeah.
I don't think that this Gator tour occurred in Miami proper, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's in the Everglades. I mean, I saw the signage. I don't know where that. I think it's a pretty big area, though. I don't know.
Life coach Doug's cousin. And my point is he's got shit, important shit to do. And he's sitting there waiting for these two to stop masturbating to alligators.
Speaking of masturbating to alligators, let's talk about Rob and Sophie. That didn't make any sense, but
you're the master of transitions, Kim.
Thank you. Can we please see a full therapy session, couples therapy with Doug, the life coach? Like, please. You can upsell Rob. He bought a crystal. Upsell him on the therapy session.
Yeah.
Couples therapy.
In Texas, crystals draw you.
When his Chiron came on, it said, Doug,
thank
life
God.
Coach, peed.
Do you think that he would describe himself as a life coach? Because he never said the word life coach. Do you think TLC just ascribed him that role?
That makes it funnier. They're like, Doug, you're going to be a life coach. He signed the paper. He's like, whatever. Yeah. Well, help me sell more crystals. I'm in.
That's great. Flea market, clearly better than a mall. One or two times. I'll say there's a limit on the flea market being more joyful than the mall.
Okay. It depends on how hot it is too.
It also depends on how often you go. Because you don't want to see the same booth every fucking time you're there. You know?
And you will. But yeah. When Rob said, or when Sophie said, there's nothing like this in London, I was like, go fuck yourself. Yes,
yeah,
there is.
On.
I have been to so many flea markets in London. There are way more.
So I got mad. And I've never seen a flea market out in Wood. And man, there are hella good flea markets in LA. Did I just say those words? You've never been to a flea market until you've been to Altadena. I'll tell you what.
I don't know. I've been to the Hackney Market in London, and it was pretty fucking incredible. I don't know if that's what you would call a flea market, because there's like a lot of food, like definitely like international food and like fudge and all sorts of
that
stuff.
Just but there's also like clothes like a whole and day. Plants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can easily spend the whole day there. I have before, but they have like everything. But I don't know. Like, that's kind of what this looked like. Now, back home in the country, what I think of as a flea market is like, I'm selling work gloves and like used Carhartts and maybe like some puppies that when my dog accidentally got pregnant from the farm dog across the way. Like, that's what I think of as a flea market. Like antiques, shit from my basement that I'm selling for a dollar.
But yeah, I think
that they've evolved since then.
I think of dudes selling like a sprocket for a motorcycle that hasn't been manufactured for 70 years. And a dude that has 46,000 magic cards that he wants to sell. And then there's always a guy that's selling a whole bunch of problematic paraphernalia from previous conflicts, let's just say. And it's great.
You forgot DVDs. Oh.
1,000%. Yeah. I don't know if I've been to a flea markets since DVDs went out of fashion. That used to be highfalutin.
They still have them.
No, I know. They still have them. But my flea market days, it was VHS time. DVD, too fancy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I just remember going to like flea markets as a child and buying like used books, some like shitty antiques and like work gloves for my dad, like in bulk.
Yeah.
And then one time we got a kitten, you know, because why not?
I was never big into comic books, but when I did buy them, it was always at the flea market.
Flea markets have since evolved and now they're fancy and you can buy like crystal necklaces and stuff and get life coaching all in one stall.
You can get couples counseling on demand.
Yeah. I mean, Doug didn't give terrible advice, I would say.
No. Other than listen to the voices in your head. Which,
yeah,
again,
we already went through that one. Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not always the great.
Keep
it that
open heart.
The Texas, I don't know if this is a Texas saying or it's like a Southern saying broadly, but I've never heard someone say, this is going to be a hard road to hoe. And I really enjoyed that. And I feel like I have to work that in to my life.
It's great.
Boy.
A hard road to hoe.
This is going to be a hard road to hoe. Loved it.
I mean, we got the hard road to hoe, and then we have the hoe phone. You know? Two different kinds of hoes. But...
At first, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, Kim? But you're connecting the dots. You're connecting the scenes together. That's genius.
I am the queen of transitions.
You're just so above my head today. Jesus. So mom is so annoying to me.
I hate her now.
She's so irritating. Like, she basically says... Well, one time his phone vibrated when we were in bed. He's got a fucking hoe phone, I swear to Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably does. Because the voicemail. How did that happen? That doesn't make any sense. The producers have to be trolling him, right?
I don't know, dude. I have in my notes, I'm dead. Production totally planted a phone with Rob's voicemail in it.
But like, your iPhone doesn't start playing your voicemail greeting on speaker when you don't pick up. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Does he have like an old school voicemail machine from the 90s somewhere?
I don't know. This made no sense. So for those of you that didn't watch, we break the fourth wall here. We see like Rob and Sophie being filmed like in bed, and then they like you hear the vibration and it's like a phone vibrating, you know, on a surface, like you can hear it. And she's like, it's not my phone, is it yours? And Rob is literally like, it's not my phone. I don't know whose phone that is. And I'm like, is this a production assistant's phone? And then somebody like plays on speaker and you hear Rob's voice saying like, leave a message.
Hey, leave a message. Which makes, how does that make any sense?
It makes no sense at all.
It's baffling. And
it is.
He even shows her his phone which is on airplane mode. Presumably, the producers asked them to put their phones on airplane mode before they film, which makes sense.
Right. Yep.
And also, I feel like he wouldn't have been so
calm,
but also he's like, no, here's my phone. Look at it. It's in airplane mode. You would think he wouldn't do that, or he'd be a little bit more sneaky, like, oh shit, I don't know where my phone is. It's probably my phone. Sorry. You know?
Yeah. Or like, sorry, it's my phone. I probably forgot to put it on airplane mode, and play it off like it's his actual phone. But instead, he's like trying to prove, here, even though you can hear, it's incriminating.
Right. So the whole thing was super strange.
Weird.
It felt completely made up.
Yes. And
so now Sophie is just going to tear through the house trying to find his ho phone. I mean, listen, this could be a big pot of shame, but I kind of feel like there isn't one. What is your prediction?
She's looking behind the tarantulas for the ho phone. And I'm like, there is no phone back there. This is absurd. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know, but it was really funny.
If you were going to hide your ho phone, though, I don't
feel like it's... You would hide it behind the spiders, yeah.
It's not a bad spot, to be fair. Yeah.
Hello, lovely listeners. Are you super bummed that this podcast is just about over? Do you want to hear extended podcast commentary on 90 Day Fiancé, 90 Day Gossip, and coverage for other 90 Day and reality TV? Or do you just hate ads? If you want to listen to Kyle and I talk about the absurdity of the 90 Day franchise of shows and occasionally other reality TV for even more hours every week, sign up for our premium podcast feed either via Patreon or with our 30-second sign up on Supercast. It's only $5 a month. It's extremely easy to sign up for and add to the podcast app of your choice. You'll get an extended version of this podcast weekly, about 1.5 to 2 hours long, and our B-Sides episode, which drops on Wednesday, where we discuss more 90 Day Gossip, any other 90 Day shows that are currently airing, and that means the brand new season of Love in Paradise, also Seeking Sister Wife, and soon, we hope, 90 Day UK. You'll also get full access to our complete archive podcast catalog. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself. Visit realitycraycray.com to sign up now. That's realitycraycray.com.
Well, I don't know. What do you give it? I give it a 7 out of 10. I like Life Coach.
Couple funny parts. Ashley Emmanuel, big drama. A lot of yelling. Life, you know, meeting a life coach is usually +2 or +3. We still had Galactic on. Automatic boost.
Loved it.
Wasn't bad. Went by pretty quick.
Love the disappearing of Mahmoud. Although that got kind of dark and sad.
Yeah. Not going to watch a human dissection. So everything in my life is awesome.
There's no amount of money you could pay me to allow someone to film my flesh being cut into by a surgeon.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. What are we talking about on B-Sides?
On B-Sides, we are covering Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, sometimes a 90 Day story that wasn't good enough to be on before the 90 Days. this season's delivering controversy, drama, hilarity, absurdity. It's good stuff.
Really,
we posted a couple clips on our Instagram from our premium content, just talking about Love in Paradise. It's a good time. And then other than that, God, are we going to talk about MILF Manor again?
We sure are. And we're going to talk about Seeking Sister Wife on this coming up B-Sides, because you're going to be out of town.
Yeah. Gotta go somewhere to have medicine done to us. So
yes. So we'll be talking HEA, but I'll have a sub next week. And and in 3 weeks, we're going to be talking 90 Day UK.
Oh, amazing. Yes.
The best. Yeah.
You know, nothing will trigger an existential crisis in me faster than MILF Manor. I'll tell you. It really
Canada,
makes me
the sexiest of film locations.
Really makes me question my life choices, how I got to this point, how our society hasn't crumbled. You know?
Just wait till you go on a tantric yoga date with the father and the son pursuing the same woman.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This was fun. We'll be back. Well, I'll be back next Sunday, and Kyle will be back in 2 Sundays.
Boy, thanks for listening to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram and Threads at 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. Join our community of Cray Crays by subscribing to our premium podcast feed for $5, either on Supercast or Patreon by visiting realitycraycray.com. Benefits include 3 times the podcast content you get now, ad-free, covering all other 90 Day Fiancé content, and our listener-requested favorite shows outside 90 Day. Access to our members-only Facebook group with thousands of 90 Day fanatics, our podcast archives with over 600 episodes, all ad-free, and you can listen to all of that on your favorite podcast player. With an optional subscription add-on, you also get access to our long-form documentary podcast, D-Sides, where we cover the latest streaming documentaries. You're almost there, lazy. Go to realitycraycray.com and sign up literally in seconds if you use Apple Pay. All the links I've mentioned are in the show notes. Thanks again, and see you next week.